I like what you did there. 7:30 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We knew this was going to happen, Jeremy. As soon as you open them up, you're going to have some issues with gambling in professional sports. The NBA has seen it. NFL saw it. Now in baseball, Cleveland Guardians closer Emmanuel Clase on Monday was placed on non-disciplinary paid leave through August 31st as part of Major League Baseball's investigation into sports gambling. The second Guardians pitcher to be caught up in the inquiry. Right-hander Luis Ortiz remains on non-disciplinary paid leave after originally being placed there July 3rd after unusual gambling activity on two pitches he threw for balls, sources told ESPN.
It's more than that. Like, he had 22 pitches. So his first pitch, 22 times coming in the first inning. I think they said like double digits were like uncompetitive, like really uncompetitive. There was one that he bounced 20 feet in front of home plate. There's another one that's so far off the plate, the catcher literally has to stand up just so it doesn't go to the backstop. And then there's just more like it. You know, an uncompetitive pitch, like if you're going to throw it inside towards some guy's legs, of course he's going to jump out of the way. Right. You get the ball. Oh, I'm just moving him off the plate.
Right.
The problem that people don't realize is, as smart as you think you are, like, hey, who's going to notice it's a first pitch?
It's going to happen.
Who's going to? Everything gets red flag, guys. If all of a sudden a weird bet comes in, and this is what happened with Terry Rozier and Malik Beasley and Jonte Porter. Like, why are there 200 people betting Jonte Porter under rebounds or something? And you're going, that doesn't make any sense. That gets red flagged. Luis Ortiz starts. Like, they're looking at certain bets that people place. And it's like, okay, let's go back to the game. Let's do the research.
There are people who do that for a living. Analytics, folks. They do that for a living.
You're not smarter than them. You're making millions. If you want to help out people, give them some money. Don't lose your career over something this dumb.
And this what's getting me is this. Like, people are upset that these two men are on paid leave. Let's back up for a second.
They got to prove it first.
It's an investigation. Baseball is handling this right. Because if it comes out that they did nothing, then what do you do? Go back and give them back pay? These men still got to live, okay? If it comes out that they did do it, trust me, they will never make another dollar in Major League Baseball. Baseball doesn't play with that.
How do you feel about it now that baseball's in bed with gambling? I still feel like if baseball was in bed with alcohol or tobacco or something.
They are.
Alcohol. But they're still going to have rules about when you can have it, when you can't have it.
Jeremy, we're in bed with alcohol. Does that mean we can go out and get a DUI?
No.
And if we do, nobody's going to say, well, I knew that was going to happen as soon as they start advertising alcohol. You can't. Don't tell me, well, what does Ed always say? That's like, you're blaming the fork for obesity.
Mm-hmm.
No, you make decisions. For those of you, well, I knew it was going to happen as soon as they got into bed with gambling. Okay, yes. I don't think it happened then. I think it happened a long time ago. The difference is now that we're tracking this and the analytics to this and we're looking at it because we do have a relationship with them, we're finding out. You think players just start gambling?
No.
They've been doing this, man.
Did you see the reported, like, was that fake, the text that Class A to Shohei Ohtani? Did you hear about that? I don't know if that was fake or not, because you don't know what to trust on social media anymore, and there's so many people trying to act like they're other people on social media. I saw some guy with a dumbass trade, and it said passing, but it wasn't Jeff, and it was a fake account, you know? So I do think the gambling stuff's been going on for a while. I think Shohei Ohtani was gambling, and I think he had a fall guy. He's going to take care of that fall guy's family. I don't think Major League Baseball wanted him to
neither
get in trouble.
Did Rob Long.
Yeah.
they didn't want baseball to find out. I would have been the fall guy for him.
Yeah.
That's what it took.
It's like when you found out Soylent Green was made of people.
People.
But this is it's just funny to me, like, how people think that they're so much smarter than everybody else, and they're going to get away with it. There's a video of Malik Beasley with 6 seconds left to go in a game that has no chance of taking the ball from the inbound guy coast to coast for a dunk. And everybody's looking at him like, what the hell is this cat doing? And then all of a sudden you go, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you ruined your career.
You know, the players, if you noticed, if you looked at that film, the players did look at him. Players knew what was going on. And I'm not saying nobody else was in on it.
Yeah, yeah.
But as soon as that happened, players were like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, well, he had the one with Giannis, that incident, whatever it was, where somebody was talking to him from the other team, And they were looking at him like, what the hell are you doing that for? Like, why on earth would you do something like that? And I get it. Like, some of these guys feel like it's not a big deal. I'll just go out and I'll throw a ball. Just bet that I don't throw a strike on the first pitch. But then they tell, if you just had two people doing it, unless they were doing it over and over and over, and you kept seeing, like, the books are going to flag it. Like, this guy keeps betting a ball in the first inning and or in the last inning.
Which is the oddest bet. That's not, I mean, come on. That's
an exotic. That's an exotic bet.
I mean, come on, dude.
It's so weird. And like, you pick the stuff that you can control. In basketball, there's certain things you can't control. If you got the ball in your hand, you can control a lot of things. I got news for you. I've watched some games where I'm like, hell, did you see that pitch last night that went right down the freaking middle and the guy's like, ball? And everybody turns around and looks at him. Or how about Gunnar Henderson's check swing? And the third base ump is ringing him up. And he's looking at him like, are you kidding me? I didn't even cross the plate. Yep. Like, it wasn't even close. And I'm
basically what he's saying is, don't just check the players.
No, check. You got to check
everybody. Don't just check the players. Because that ball last night, dude, split the plate. That was the equivalent of a Justin Tucker 40-yard field goal when he was good.
I don't think that guy was cheating. I think that guy wasn't paying attention personally.
We got the call right here, Joe.
Wait a minute.
What is going on at home plate? Brian Walsh, man.
That's literally right down the middle.
I mean, you couldn't set it on a tee in the heart of the plate any better than that. Look at his pitch right here. How do you miss that?
Well, you see the game the other night where Ben's the best.
Ben just Ben gives zero.
Yeah. Ben can't believe you missed that call in July.
Well, the problem is he'd been bad all night.
Ben?
No.
Ben was really
the
good.
Umpire. He'd been bad all night.
Yeah.
And I think that was the one, because he called, Joe, was that before he called the one 6 inches off the plate inside to the right-handed hitter, a strike?
So the pitch before the one I just played, he called that one a ball when he turned to show bunt, and it was right in the middle of the plate, and he called that a ball,
but
too.
But it was one like 6 inches inside to a right-handed hitter he called a strike.
There were two more that's under the plate that the catcher stole by just lifting his damn glove, which I hate.
It at least wasn't that batter that you were – the one you're referring to, Rob. It wasn't that batter. It must have been a different one.
Who was the batter the other night? We talked about it on the radio, I believe. There was a batter that got thrown out of the game, and his manager got thrown out of the game. They didn't throw him a single strike. Every pitch was at least 3 to 4 inches off the plate, and he called all of them a strike. And the guy's literally sitting there going, how am I supposed to swing at that? It's not even close. Like, it's one thing to be like kind of close. It's right off, and you're like, okay, I can see. Look, it's fast. When you see one that far off the plate, I don't care how far the damn catcher jerks his glove, you can see it's off the plate.
All right, now let me throw this out at you, Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
If my salary stayed the same, you can't get rid of me, but my job reduces. Isn't that good for me?
Yeah.
Do you think perhaps maybe these umpires who have been so bad with balls and strikes this year are trying to get the automated system?
I don't know.
Because they're still, think about it, still going to make my money. Now, that's one aspect of my job now I don't have to do. I don't have to call balls and strikes. Or is that so glamorous of the part, that the glamorous part of position that they don't want to let go of? Because I've never seen umpires this bad with balls and strikes as I see this year.
It's been awful. Like, there is, I've said this every year, if you want to go
the
on
the umpire
Twitter,
collusion going on.
There's a thing called umpire auditor. So it'll tell you how many calls they missed in the game. Like, there are guys that are getting 87% of the calls right. Mm. You missed 13% of calls in a game? Like, how? That's awful. Don't give me you got a B+, you jackass. You didn't get a B+. You missed 13% of the calls.
You can't miss 13%, man.
There's some god awful.
You can't miss over 5%. Let's be honest, Jeremy. If you miss over 5%, you're impacting the game negatively.
I think they need to find out how egregious some of it is too. Like, And again, like, maybe the umpires realize Angel Hernandez has been the worst umpire for years, and he was but he was still calling games. Even as bad as he was getting playoff games because they're not getting rid of him. Like, I don't know why these guys don't get graded. Mm-hmm. And I understand too. Like, the weird thing is, once you get really good at being an official, usually you're older at this point, right? Yep. You've got a lot of experience. So now we got the oldest guys following around the best athletes in the world and expecting them to make calls in fractions of seconds.
Yeah.